Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to LilyPod episode 156, Deciding About Divorce in 3 Steps. Jeff and Kathy Teichert, on a mission to help single adults intentionally heal from loss to create happy lives and healthy relationships with private and group coaching, courses, and written materials. Visit loveinlateryears.com to discover the many resources we offer. If you enjoy personal growth and enriching relationships, you are in the right place.
Folks, we want to talk today about the decision you may have to make to get divorced. And that's a really hard one. We've known some people, ourselves, we were divorced after short second marriages, and we've known other people that have been in that situation. And you may be contemplating divorce for the first time. They don't tell us as we're growing up in the church or whatever, in classes, how to make a decision to get divorced. We have instruction about how to choose a partner, how to get married. But once you're in, the instruction you get is, how should I decide to get divorced? Well, don't get divorced, for heaven's sake.
It's forever.
Yeah. And we don't like divorce either. We hate it. I mean,
we're not encouraging it.
We don't encourage it, but we know there are some circumstances where divorce needs to end, where our relationship needs to end. When there's abuse and things like that. So this is a simple formula that you can follow in deciding. This doesn't dictate the decision. The decision is always yours, but these are things to consider as you're making that decision to give you some clarity. Okay, so the first question to ask yourself.
And there's three. And I should point out that this is a 3-step process Jeff came up with. Was it during your first divorce?
I think during my second one.
Okay. And kind of pondering back on your first.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so the first step, you ask yourself, is there a deal breaker issue? Is there an issue here where if it always stays this way, I can't live with it. I can't stay with it. And I would typically think of that as some sort of abuse. And abuse to me includes things like adultery, or emotional affairs or whatever. So, Kathy, what are your thoughts on step one?
Each person's deal breaker issues are going to be different.
Right.
I think we should try to have as few as possible. And I don't mean to stay in abusive situations by any means. I'm talking about, let's get really clear about what our deal breakers are. And then anything that's not that, allow yourself to figure out how to love your person.
Right.
And it's to stay in it and be committed, because staying and hating it is not a good option.
Right. Step two is there anything that you can do by altering your own behavior that will change the dynamic in the relationship? And the only way to know that is to try it. I think, for example, I'm amazed by this, but I've seen people who said, I left my first spouse because they were so angry all the time. And they were always, you know, slamming doors and going around the house, yelling at people. And then that person behaves the same way. And it's like, well, why would you leave someone else for doing what you do? And I mean, it's common, I think, for like to attract like on things like that.
People rarely show up and say, I'm an abuser.
Right.
We talk all the time about receiving abuse or being abused. But most of us don't want to admit when we're being abusive, understandably.
Yeah.
But then where are all the abusers? You know what I mean? Like, it's like we have to take accountability for our own actions and figure out what we can do to shift the dynamic in the relationship with our own decisions.
So that could be like, if you're in a relationship where you got fireworks all the time with fighting, maybe you decide, okay, I'm going to be the one to make the change here. I'm going to say, I'm not going to fight anymore, no matter what. So if this person starts yelling at me, I'm going to get in my car and go for a drive and give them an hour to cool down. You know,
right. A fight does take two people.
Right. It could be that if you're just sitting there taking it whenever they start yelling, that maybe you need to assume a more active role. Maybe you could say, you could tell the person, look, I can't deal with it when you're yelling at me, but I'm not going to sit here and take it either. So next time you start yelling at me, I'm just going to get in my car and go to my mother's house or whatever. You set a boundary or something. So you look at all of those kinds of options. Is there something I can do to disrupt this pattern that we're in? You know, could I walk up at you when you're yelling at me and give you a hug? Would that change it? It might make you even madder, but maybe it wouldn't. Maybe if I did that, it would help you settle down, feel loved or whatever. So you're exploring, is there anything I can do, and do everything you know how, try everything, you know, read books, whatever, find out what might work and see if there's anything you can do on your side of the relationship to disrupt the negative patterns.
And what's number three?
Number three is, if that doesn't work, a credible threat of divorce is statistically shown to be one of the most effective ways to produce change.
But it can only be credible if you don't use it at any other time, and if you are ready to end it.
Yeah, you have to be serious. You have to be ready.
You've explored steps one and two, and you know that step three is where it has to go if something does not change in them.
Right.
Because you've done everything.
It isn't an announcement that you're leaving, but it is an announcement that if things don't change, you will leave.
Okay, and I do have a little bit of a caveat. This is not something to announce when you are upset.
Right.
Only when you are calm.
Right.
So not in the middle of an argument. It needs to be something that you come to this person and you say it when, you know, you haven't been negatively interacting at all.
Right. You say, I've been thinking about this. I've pondered and I've prayed about it a lot. And look, I cannot live with this anymore. You know, if it doesn't stop.
I will be filing next week or next month or whatever the thing is. Now, Jeff, could you just really quickly go through those three steps? We have a full episode on the divorce decision. I'll leave that in the show notes in this lifestyle episode, but this was just a quick recap so you can get a very fast awareness of what these three steps need to be in order to make an effective decision about your partnership.
So first, is there a deal breaker issue that is occurring in your marriage? Second, is there anything that you can do to disrupt the unhealthy patterns or, you know, from your side of the relationship to change the dynamic? Three, if not, will a credible threat of divorce work? And I just want to add one more thing on that. Like Kathy said, I've asked people about a credible threat of divorce, and they'll say, oh, I've threatened it so many times. That's not credible. Credible is when you threaten it, when you're really ready to do it, and when you mean it. If you threaten it and then don't carry through, even though nothing changes, they don't believe you. You've cried wolf. So,
right. So we don't recommend using it at any other time.
Right. So folks, if you're facing this possibility of having to end a relationship, we know how hard that is. We've both had to face that too. These are some steps that can help you to get clarity on what you're going to do. We wish you the very best with it. And remember that any time is a great time for more love in your life.
For a customized roadmap to your desired destination, schedule a free 20-minute coaching consult at loveinlateryears.com. We are here to support you.